Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok. Say, I have a question for you. Do you remember the first time you ever tried pizza? Or can you remember going down a really, really steep slide for the first time, maybe at a school park or maybe at a playground? Sometimes, the first time doing something can be scary, like going down a slide that maybe goes too fast too quickly. Or sometimes, the first time we try something can be very, very exciting, like trying a nice slice of pepperoni pizza over at Pizza Funnies. Well, speaking of all this first time things reminds me of the first time Corey Johnson went to school here in Wonderville after moving from his old town. I know what you may be thinking. Did Corey have a great first day, or was he filled with the nervous energy of a thousand nervous little bugs? Well, I'm sure glad you asked that question, because I'm gonna tell the story to you right now. And remember, adventure is right around the corner.
First day of school. Well, first day at my new school. I already had a first day of school at my last school, but ever since we moved here to Wonderville, I've got to have another new first day of school, or I don't know anybody. And Gus isn't even going to meet me at the bus stop like he usually does. I'm not going to have a friend at the bus stop. Oh, you can say that again, Scoops. I'm very nervous to go to this new school. I don't know what to expect. I don't know anything about the school. I don't even know who my teacher is. You're right, Scoops. I do need to take my mind off all of my nerves. Maybe I'll watch some TV. Yeah, that'll get my mind off of it.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah, Dad?
It's almost time to leave for school.
Okay, Dad, no problem. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
And remember, Corey, Mom and I have a rule. No TV before school.
Yeah, Dad, I remember.
Well, if you have any extra free time, you can always read your Bible devotions.
Okay, Dad, no problem. I'll see you in a few. I'm still getting ready. Dads, am I right? Oh, Scoops, maybe you're right. I should listen to Dad and probably do my morning Bible devotions and focus on that. Let's see. Turn to the date. All right, let's see. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says... Oh, Scoops! You turned on the TV! Oh, wait a minute. I turned it on. How did the remote even get in my hand? Well, let's see what's on anyway.
Thursdays at 7 is the best crime-fighting duo TV show you'll ever see at Thursday nights at 7 p.m. He's a cop, and his best friend is a potato. And at night, they fight as ninjas.
Oh, I've already seen all those episodes. And Potato Ninja Police Officer isn't even that funny. It's kind of boring. A potato as a ninja? Ugh, like it would ever be real life. You're right, Scoops. I'll get back to my devotion just after I check out two more channels. Just two more channels, Scoops, no problem.
Welcome back to everybody's favorite game show, Wheel of Misfortune, where all you have to do is guess a letter and the puzzle to solve it to win our fabulous prizes, like a lifetime supply of peanut butter in your shoes. All right, we have been on a commercial break, so we've already been playing the game for quite some time. So, Sally, would you like to guess a letter?
Yes, I'd like to guess the letter Z, as in zebra face.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sally. There is no Z in the word potato. You lose!
Corey, you're not watching TV up there, are you?
Oh, no, Dad, I'm not. I turned it on by accident.
Well, hurry up. The bus leaves in 10 minutes. And you don't want to miss the bus on your first day of school.
What did Dad mean when he said take the bus? Scoops, I've never taken the bus to school ever. In fact, I've never even been on a school bus before. What if it's scary? Oh, this makes me so nervous. I'm so worried about this. Scoops, what am I gonna do?
More scary than what's under your bed. Less tasty than your grandma's Monday leftover meatloaf. And much more terrifying than your sister at 6:30 in the morning. Is the most shocking thing you'll ever experience in your entire life. And that is riding the school bus to school. This October, only in theaters, is the latest horror movie ever. Bus Ride of Doom. Rated PG Extreme.
Oh, great. Now I'm even more nervous to ride the bus. How bad could it even be?
Bus Ride of Doom is based on a true story of a kid who's just like you.
Oh, Scoops, I better turn this TV off before it makes things even worse.
Hey, Corey, don't forget, I need to get a picture of you for your first day of school before I leave for work.
Oh, okay, Mom, let's make it quick. I don't want to miss the bus.
I love you.
Love you, Mom. Bye. Thanks for making me breakfast. Love you, too.
Well, are you ready for your first day, champ?
I'm really nervous, Dad, about riding the bus. I've heard scary things about the bus. Really scary things!
Where did you hear those, Corey?
Have you ever heard of the movie Bus Ride of Doom? It's rated PG Extreme! Dad, Extreme! And I hear it's based on a true story.
Oh, you should be happy about taking the bus, Corey. In my day, I had to walk 53 miles every single day, and it rained every single day.
Ah, yeah, right, Dad. It rained every single day?
Yeah, and if it didn't rain, it snowed.
Oh, that's it! Maybe Danielle could drive me to school. Then I wouldn't have to take the bus. That would fix everything.
Sorry, little bro. My high school is on the other side of town. Nowhere near your school. Sorry. And I'm late already. Bye, Dad. Bye, Corey.
Oh, rats.
All right, Corey, finish your breakfast. Your bus will be here in 5 minutes.
Oh. That's what I was afraid of.
All right, Corey, your bus is pulling up. And look, none of these kids seem scary or like a horror movie. Look, that one over there is waving at you. It's not going to be scary, Corey.
That's what you think, Dad. Sure, they look nice in front of the parents, but I bet once we get on the bus, it's going to be... Oh, look, it's the new kid. Wait a second. Look at his shoes. What's wrong with my shoes? They look like clown shoes. Big old ugly clown shoes. Are you a clown, new kid? You need to wear a fuzzy hat, maybe a big old red nose. Honk, honk. New kid's a clown. 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 I don't wear clown shoes. I don't wear clown shoes. And I have a very nice haircut. And I don't want to be a clown.
I'm Maniac Mike, your bus driver, and I don't make stops at red lights. Welcome, kid, to your worst nightmare, the bus ride of doom.
I don't want to take the bus!
Corey! Corey, snap out of it! This is your bus driver, Mike. Say hello.
Oh, sorry. I was daydreaming. Hello, bus driver Mike.
Just Michael, do. Nice to meet yous.
Nice to meet you, too. See you after school, Corey. Love you. Love you, too, Dad.
Hey, Corey, we're kind of in a hurry here, so sit down here next to Billy.
It's Bobby!
Yeah, okay, whatever you say, Billy. All right, so sit down here. Buckle up. Next stop, Wonderville West Elementary and Junior High School.
Well, sure does seem like Corey has an active imagination. And it sure does seem like he is very, very worried. But I would be too. First day at a new school, no friends yet, and don't even know who your teacher is? Well, I'd be very remiss if I said I wouldn't be worried in just the slightest bit. I sure would be. But you know what the Bible says is that we don't need to be worried. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 in the New Testament tells us that we don't need to ever be worried about anything. Instead, we can tell God all about it.
Wait a second. What do you mean we can tell God about it?
Well, Fuzz, I didn't expect you in this adventure in Wonderville.
Yeah, me neither, but here I am, and I wanted to know, what are you talking about?
Well, the Bible verse says that we can tell God about anything, and He cares a lot about us.
We can tell Him about our good days?
We sure can.
And we can tell Him about our bad days?
Oh, you better believe we can. God wants to hear about everything, even if it's your first day at school or if you're worried about the bus ride.
Well, what happens next? What happens next? Is Corey gonna be okay?
Well, Fuzz, I'm glad you asked. Let me finish telling you the story right now.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear the rest of the story. Oh, well, first day of school's over. Now it's time to get back on that bus. Oh, these kids seem pretty wild already, and that's with teachers around and other people. What if it gets even more wild on the bus? Like, what if it's like that video I watched about the safari, where the big giant animal ate the little one and made fun of their shoes and called them clown shoes. Oh no!
Well, hello there. I'm Survivor Sam, and welcome to National Geo Safari. I'll be your safari guide on this safari. We are going not into the depths of a crazy jungle. We are not going into the depths of a wild African bush. But no, we are here in an American grade school / elementary school in the town of Wonderville. And who will we be looking at today? We will be looking at the alpha male on a school bus. And oh no! The alpha male has spotted something! Let's go in for a closer look.
I am the alpha male.
And look, all of his followers are following the alpha male so they can see what he does next.
You're the best. You're the best by far, alpha male. You're the best we've ever seen.
Oh, look, the followers are getting very close and building up the alpha male's self-esteem. Yes, but wait, what is this? The alpha male smells something lurking in the jungle / aka parking lot.
What's this? I smell something.
The alpha male has spotted. It can't be. No, It can't be! It's a new kid! The new kid is headed straight for the bus! What is going to happen? The new kid is going to be devoured by the alpha male! This can't be good! Viewers, don't look! Don't look! Let's look closer!
Oh, look, it's fresh meat for the alpha male!
Hey, I'm the alpha male here. I'll say the words. Oh, fresh meat for the alpha male. What's your name, new kid? What's your name, new kid?
Hey, excuse me, new kid. Hey, new kid, what's your name? Hey, excuse me. Are you even listening to me? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you. I was kind of daydreaming. Oh, that's okay. Hey, I'm Seth. You're the new kid. What's your name? Oh, hello, Seth. My name is Corey. I saw you at the bus stop earlier. Oh, yeah, I was with my dad. Yeah, I saw you were trying to read a book earlier. Oh, yeah, that was my devotional book. I try to read it in the morning before school, but, I got caught up watching TV and got a little distracted. Oh, that happens. What Bible verse? What do you mean? Oh, today's devotion. I'm afraid to admit this, but I didn't actually read it. Well, that's okay. Let's read it right now. Really? Yeah, I usually read my devotions in the morning too. All right.
Y'all sit down now, the bus is gonna be moving!
Here you go, Corey, let's sit down here. Alright, grab your devotional, open it up! Let me see. What do I got here? Okay. Oh, what's the matter, Corey? You okay? Well, I just realized I was sitting on a bus and I've been worried about this bus ride all day. What do you got to be worried about? We're safe. Oh, what if they make fun of me? What if they make fun of my haircut? Or what if somebody says I have clown shoes and makes me wear a clown wig and a big red nose? Are you talking about the bus itself or are you talking about the kids on the bus? I'm talking about the kids on the bus. I'm the new kid. What if they make fun of my haircut and everything else? You know what, Corey? I know I just met you and all, but you worry way too much. Here, let's actually read your devotion. Oh, okay. Here, we gotta find the page. Here it is. 1 Peter 5:7. Oh, is that in the Old or New Testament? I can never remember. It's in the New Testament. Okay, let's read it. Here we go. Tell God about your worries because he cares about us. Sound familiar? Well, no, Seth, not really. You mean you haven't spent all day worrying about your bus ride and how your day's gonna go, or if anybody says you have clown shoes? Well, yeah, kind of. Well, so you don't think God wants to hear about that? You mean he does? Of course, God wants to hear about all your worries. He wants to hear about everything and how you feel, the good stuff and the bad stuff. Oh, and that means we'll never have a bad day again? Well, no, Corey, the Bible doesn't say we ever won't have bad days, but in those bad days, those bad moments, the times we worry or are afraid, God wants to hear about that stuff. Oh. I really should have talked to God about how much I was worried about today, huh? Yeah, you probably should have. Well, I guess I could still do that, huh? You sure can. You can do it anytime. God is always available to hear from you. Hey, Seth, how do you know so much about all this stuff anyway? Well, I read in my devotion yesterday something that was very similar, only it was from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and it said, God cares about us and wants to hear about our worries. It really helped me on my first day of school too, which was yesterday. It was? So, you were the new kid yesterday, and I'm the new kid today. Exactly. Maybe God knew we needed each other to be friends. Yeah, maybe even best friends. I sure am glad that I can tell God all my worries, the good stuff and the bad stuff. And now, I don't even know why I was so worried in the first place. It's not like there was a bully on the bus or anything.
Well, yep. There's a bully on the bus, all right. He's just not here today. He's sick. But I bet he'll be here tomorrow. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Well, I sure am glad everything worked out for Cora's first day on the bus. You know, trying new things can be scary, but we can always know that God is always with us. And if we ever do feel scared or worried or even happy, we can tell God about it. We heard about two great Bible verses today that can remind us to talk to God and reminds us that God always cares about us and wants to hear from us. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the next adventure. But in the meantime, you can always check out Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and remind yourself that God truly does care about us and wants to hear from us all the time. And when we talk to God, that's called prayer. Well, I can't wait to see what happens next here in Wonderville, because remember, adventure is right around the corner.
What? How unfair is that? Corwin gets to be in the episode, but I don't? Corwin gets to be on the bus and talk to Corey and Seth? Where was I?
Well, yep. You were talking to Mayor Zadok.
But why did I have to miss school?
Oh, well, there's an answer to that. A very easy answer, too.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, that's all we have time for this Wonderville adventure. We'll see you next time.
What? I don't even get to hear? What's the answer?
Sorry, it's only a 23-minute episode. Well, and we don't have any more time for that, so bye-bye.
Okay, I'll say goodbye now. But we better figure out what happens to me and why I wasn't on the bus that day.
Yep, we sure will. But like I said, it's only a 23-minute episode, so we gotta say goodbye now.
Okay, goodbye!